This is Stephanie, and welcome to Audio Oasis Storytelling Podcast, a place where you can stop by, listen, think, laugh, but most importantly, rest. Please share this podcast with anyone who could use a restful storytelling escape. Thanks so much for stopping by. And now, on to our story. When I was younger, one of the things that I loved doing was helping my mom in the kitchen with cooking. No matter how hard I tried, my pancakes would never be cooked in the middle. They looked beautiful. They were golden brown on the top and golden brown on the bottom. But whenever you cut in the center, the pancakes would never be cooked. And I was just so confused as to why. One day on my way to school, I was on the train, the subway, the New York City subway, with my friends. And for people that have ever ridden the subway with school kids, we are loud. And I remember complaining to my school friends about these pancakes, and someone tapped me on the shoulder. I looked up, and it was this older lady. She had the New York Times in her hand, and she was dressed business attire. She had on a suit, trench coat, you know, really nice shoes, and she had a briefcase. And she said, "Do you want to know the secret of making sure that your pancake is cooked in the middle?" And I said, "Yes, please. Thank you, miss." And she said, "What you do is when you pour the batter in." Now, if you know what the answer is, I'm going to pause and you yell it out. Okay. She said, "When you pour the batter in, wait to see the bubbles around the edges before you flip over the pancake." Bubbles around the edges. What? I looked at her. She nodded like, "It works." Never saw this lady again. I hope that she's doing well. That next weekend, it was time for war. Poured the batter in the hot skillet with the oil, and I waited. Now, normally, my spatula hand was very, very quick, always ready to flip over a pancake. This time, I remembered what she said, and I waited and I watched. Why had I not seen this before? I flipped it over and I cooked the other side, but it wasn't over yet. I slid the pancake onto a plate. Now was the true test. She cracked the code. You possess something through your experience that is so insignificant to you because your experience, but when you share that small thing with someone who's trying to do the exact same thing, it could be the key that turns the lock, that takes them to the next level in what they are trying to do.
Thank you for listening to Audio Oasis Storytelling. Find us wherever podcasts are found, and don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. Until the next time, safe travels and be well.